It feels to me like in many an office around many a cafe this morning, there's a little game being played. And it does, it's the sort of game that requires this. Does it?
Well, we had to break the glass to get that out.
The trade bell.
Had to dust off the trade bell, Jerry.
So the totally hypothetical and rampant speculation topic of the morning is if it came to pass that Dusty wanted to go and live in Sydney, how would he get there? And our most fertile minds, our trade bell minds, you would have recognised these. Just a quick flurry. Guess which name? A player in New South Wales, either Swans or Giants. Guess which name came up?
Well, that's funny.
15 or 20 times.
Right.
Name that defines our trade bell period. Everyone's convinced. Young player with old connections.
You're right on the water cooler debate. We're having it literally at the back 10 minutes ago, but we're dealing in picks and how many picks Dusty's worth and what sort of pick. But now that you've piqued my interest with a name, it's come back to me. It's him, isn't it? It's Tom Green.
It is Tom Green.
The grandson of.
I would have had a flurry of 20 messages going, this is the way. This is the way Tom Green gets to Richmond and Dusty goes to the Giants.
He is GWS's answer to Angus Brayshaw. Every year he comes up, he's going to be traded home. Home, quote unquote, of course, the grandfather, Michael. Four-time premiership player, a member of Richmond's team of the 20th century as well, Michael Green. And funnily enough, you mentioned Tom Green. It was a couple of months ago this made headlines Brendan Gale was seen having lunch with Michael Green in a Melbourne cafe, which caught the eye of a few. Heaven forbid two Richmond people could just be having lunch. No, this is a way to get Tom Green to Richmond.
I love it. So for all of you who text that through, a salute. A salute to you because you are dogged. You are dogged. But it is. So I know you've been having the conversation out the back with a Richmond supporter is how could you ever get it done?
Well, the hands out. The Richmond supporters have got, not one hand out, two hands out. They want two first round picks, Darren, and they want something else as well. So it was a good debate. You know, Dustin Martin in his 13th season, 31 next month, 31 at the end of June. What would, this is just great fun, isn't it? What would GWS give up? What would Richmond accept? He's got 2 years to run on a contract, so we went right into it, Jared. Yep. Well, they could smooth it out, GWS. It's big money now, but you give him 4 years, he could play until he's 35. Dusty, he's a deep forward. So it's great fun. Great fun to play out. And who knows, come the end of the year, maybe we'll have something a bit more materialistic.
I'm a Richmond fan. If Dustin wants to go, we could get Taranto and Tom Green. It's a win. I love your trade bell spirit. I love it.
It's good. It is good fun. And who knows where it goes? I mean, it will be interesting to see. And those comments from Damien Hardwick, just so surprising yesterday. And
I still think...
What leverage would they have?
Still think in context. Crikey, that's a big one. Yeah, I hope not. And then still, he defaults to empathetic leadership.
Still, though, most would stop at crikey, that's a big one. We're not considering that at all at this stage, wouldn't you?
I love Damien Hardwick in these
moments. Come out of his... wouldn't say shell, but he's...
So this is a whole series of events being rolled in, so the 2 + 2 = 476. So Phil Rothfield's pieces about Dusty loving Sydney and wanting to spend the last years of
Gallen.
His career training with Paul Gallen, comes back, he's given Richmond so much, would they really stand in his way? But there's, as Hodgie said this morning, there's a huge difference between yep, you go with our blessing and, oh, by the way, we're going to do a proper deal here to make it worthwhile.
Would they make it hard for him, really hard for him?
Really hard for either the Giants or the Swans.
Well, that's making it hard for him if he wants to leave.
I think you can.
It's a slippery publicity slope.
I think you can do both. You can say, of course, we'll help you get to New South Wales. But
should we find
one
a suitable
of these
deal?
Two clubs has to fulfill their end of the bargain. He's not a washed-up commodity just yet.
No.
So if you ran it in 2 years' time when his contract finishes, that's a totally different scenario. But if we are talking 2023, this is just the highly speculative pub talk this morning.
So do you go back after 13 seasons? What would Lance Franklin have gotten a trade? What would Gary Ablett Jr. have got with a trade? That's where we were going out the back there moments
ago. So they're a bit further on. Martin is further on his career than that. So they're not quite like for like.
But run the maths to make them like for like. Yeah. So if Lance Franklin's still at Hawthorn at the age of 30, turning 31, what would he command?
And then would you do it? If you're the Giants or the Swans, would you do it?
Well, that's a whole other question. And you wouldn't give up Tom Green. You are hanging on to Tom Green as if life depends on it. Contracted for one more year. I tell you, you are not giving him up, Jared. You are not.
It's great pub talk.